On 11.16 SEN, the ultimate rap with Tony Shebeki.
George Zdenekian in the studio with me as well at 11 minutes to 10. It's time to talk boxing, and as our old mate Gus Mercurio would have once said, big time boxing's back in Brisbane. 50,000 people expected to watch the big fight between Horn and Pacquiao today. And to tell us who's going to win, Peter Maniatis, our boxing expert, joins us. Good day, Pete.
Good morning, guys.
It's a big fight. It is a big, big fight, and probably one of the biggest ones we've seen in Australian shores for a while.
That is 50,000 people. The atmosphere is electric here. Ringside at the Suncorp Stadium. The undercard's been pretty good as well. We had an Australian boy just win, Brett Dane, so that was good for Australian boxing. And Brock Jarvis kept him. Prize fighter just won as well, kept his undefeated record intact. But Manny Pacquiao, Jeff Horns, had the whole country talking which way it'll go. But look, Manny Pacquiao's a prodigy. He's a typhoon tornado, and if he's going to become a Horn, whether Horn's strong enough and can take the big-time pressure. It's his first crack at this level, and we don't really know. But I'm told he's trained to the minute, and his prep's been fantastic. And the same with Manny Pacquiao. I spoke to Freddie Roach, his trainer, Justin Fortune, and they both told me that Manny's got the eye of the tiger back. I was actually in Manila 3 weeks with Manny with his pre-prep, and he looked fantastic for 3 weeks. He actually had an Australian sparring partner, George Cambosis, there as well. And Manny's prep's been fantastic. It's been awesome, to tell you the truth. But at 38 years of age, as far as I'm caught up with him, we won't know till about 3 p.m. today.
He's bigger, Horn. He's younger, obviously. Maybe not as quick as Pacquiao overall, but there are some advantages to Horn's fight.
He's going to have 50,000 people screaming for him. Manny's come here. Manny arrived here Saturday night, AirAsia private jet. And look, when you go to another country, it's different weather, different food. It takes a while to settle. And today it's pretty chilly in the morning a little. I mean, you know, Philippines will probably be 42 degrees. So you've got to adjust the weather, different conditions, different crowd. So it's going to be a tough ask for Manny to do that all in 1 week. But look, he's travelled all around the world. He's an experienced campaigner. But you've got to give the edge to Horn on that fact that it's his home ground. He was born in Brisbane. He gets to sleep in his own bed. Probably drives here in his own car. Everything's familiar. His mates are all here. So, and the promoter, Zuka, really looks after him to get Manny Pacquiao here. Because Pacquiao, I mean, his fee tonight's going to be, or today's going to be $10 million, which is roughly about 12 or 13 million Australian dollars. So to put the big dollars up to get him here, but giving Horn a chance to fight a legend and give himself an opportunity to get a big shot in the world stage. Because if he beats Manny Pacquiao here tonight, or today, he's going to absolutely put himself at the top echelon of world boxing. And I mean, he'll be able to write any numbers he likes on the next check.
Well, that's true, but I've got to say, Pete, that you mentioned that Manny is a legend. I watched him in an interview last night on ESPN, and he just sat there. He was talking about the upcoming opportunity for the young Queenslander, the 50,000 crowd. He was pumping it, the whole match up for himself and the bout, as if he was the guy also directing the script. So, Jeff's got a terrific opportunity, you're right, but my goodness gracious me. He's playing against one of the toughest boxers in the world who really knows how to get ready for these special occasions.
Oh, look, Manny Pacquiao is a legend. There's not much more you can say about Manny Pacquiao. The guy, he's a 11-time world champion in 8 different weight classes. I've had that much to do with Manny over the years. I first met him 14, 15 years ago when he won his third world title. And he was relatively just a normal boxer back then, profile-wise. But the guy's a gunslinger. He's got unbelievable endurance. His speed and power, he hits like a heavyweight. I'm not joking. He sees the bag, he leaves a hole in the bag. This guy is an absolute freak of nature. And, I mean, we're going to be in for a treat because Jeff Horn, he's the type of guy that goes down on his shield. If you knock him down, he gets up and tries even harder. He's a true blue Aussie boy that's got a great spirit. But as I mentioned before, he's going to be up against a typhoon here today, Manny Pacquiao, and Manny's got his supporters too, and the Filipinos love him. He's staying at the Sofitel in Brisbane, and there was a Bible service last night. Manny actually conducted it, born again Christian. I was actually with Manny's mother, Bobby. We went to another function with Duco and Jeff Parker. Well, Parker was in the WBO world champion, and we got back, and Manny was already in bed by 8:30. So, but no, he's taking his fight seriously, and I'm pretty sure the Australian public are going to get a fight that, you know, sometimes we think, oh, you know, it didn't live up to the hype. This will live up to the hype. Any Manny Pacquiao fight, you never forget. It's as simple as that.
Good on you, Pete. Enjoy the rest of the day, mate, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, guys. If you need any updates, I'm here.
Good on you, mate. Pete Maniatis joining us here live at Suncorp Stadium for what promises to be a ripper of a fight this afternoon.
And the action has already started.
It certainly has.
The undercard.
Yeah, because I think they're trying to fit it into primetime America. So,
of course they are.
Yeah, I think the fight's around about 2 o'clock our time.
Yeah, you've got
which
to
will
fit
be around
it
about 8:30, 9 o'clock.
It means money.
It's all
it means
all
an
about
opportunity to
money.
Get the sponsors on board. And they've locked them up, and I think they're making every best endeavour. It's called the Battle of Brisbane.
Yeah.
So how fantastic.
Man, it's good.
Australia
man.
Getting a full rap and young Jeff getting an opportunity of a lifetime.